Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Hello, I'm going to have a little fun today since it's my last day before vacation. If you remember, if you were a kid growing up in the 70s and the 80s, we did things so much differently than kids today do. And I'm going to give a little list, some things I've seen on Facebook and all around, because I find this very funny, very interesting. And as parents, if you have some more, send me some that you know that you did that you just could not imagine your kids doing. So let's start with our playgrounds were death traps. They were rusty. Swing sets sometimes had one little thing out, so the thing would just be on one chain and you'd still try and swing on it anyway, right? The slides were rusty and sometimes had little pieces sticking up and out of it. Safety, schmafety, none of us wore helmets. Car seats, what was a car seat? My God, I grew up with six kids and three foster kids. We had a station wagon and I would sit between the front seat and the back rear facing seat. There was like a little luggage rack and that's where I would sit. Hey, I had the most comfortable seat in my family because I was able to stretch out, or we'd sit on my mother's lap. Here's a great one. What was the perfect Mother's Day gift? Of course you would make in art class, you would make an ashtray. You'd make an ashtray of your hand. Yeah, they don't do that anymore. You'd play dodgeball. That was really a fun game, except when you really got a nasty one to the face or on the side of the arm, and then you had that red spot all day. How about bringing cupcakes for birthdays? My kids have not been able to bring a treat for a birthday since preschool. They were allowed to then, and then that got the kibosh written all over that. How about writing lines on the blackboard? As a punishment, I once crawled through the school window and I had to write 500 times on the blackboard, "I will not crawl through the school window." I think I was like 10, and this other kid too. He had pushed me up and through the window, and we both had to write on separate blackboards, "I will not crawl through the school window." He might have had to write, "I will not push somebody up through the school window." Kids don't climb trees. I would never let my kids climb a tree. It's way too dangerous, but we used to sit up in the trees for hours. How about standing in the corner? Do they put kids in the corner anymore? I think that would be called capital punishment. You'd never be allowed to face a kid in the corner. Put a dunce cap on them. That was funny. Sunblock. That's a good one. We learn a lot about sunblock on these shows. I used to use great sunblock. It was baby oil, and we'd mix a little iodine in there. And then we'd take tin foil, and we'd sit out in the bleachers at Wrigley Field with this tin foil sort of mat in front of us, shining up on our face with the iodine and the baby oil. That was great. Good times, really. We were lost for a good portion of the day. My parents never called our cell phones. They called our names. My mother had a big, huge bell, just like you might see in Little House on the Prairie, and she would ring that. And sometimes more than just her kids would show up for dinner. They would just show up because they knew that Melanie and David's mom were cooking dinner, and they'd show up, and she didn't care. She'd just throw a few extra seats around the big, huge table, and they would eat too, and then they'd run back out. They wouldn't ask their parents. They wouldn't ask what we were having. They wouldn't do it. Then we'd all just run back out with filthy food all over ourselves and play kick the can until it was dark. When you were 12, you could babysit. I babysat at 9 years old. 9 years old. I used to babysit for my mother's friend's kids, and my brother and I had a camp, and we used to walk around the neighborhood with a wagon and pick up other people's two-year-olds, and they'd give us their two-year-olds and pay us $2 for the day. Sometimes we didn't show up at all. It was a fun time back then. Kids today don't do that sort of thing. I loved that camp. God, we had a good time. We'd make like $6 in a day. That was great. Well, we have a great show coming up, so happy Thursday to you. Stay well and stay tuned.